I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Jason Schneider. He's with the recently formed Marquette Chamber of Commerce. And we found out about a special ribbon cutting coming up a little bit later today and more going on with the chamber. Here's more with Jason Schneider.
This afternoon at 5:30 at our office, 813 North 3rd, we will be doing a ribbon cutting for our office. We're putting the signs up today. We moved some furniture in this week and yeah, it's pretty exciting. You'll see the press go out. Members have all received an invite. Our 32 current members received invites, as well as all the elected heads of the municipalities who've joined us. So it should be good. And then press will go out over the next few days.
You know, one of the things about it is this is a newly formed organization that has actually kind of connected pretty well. How's it going so far with that?
It's been really good. You know, as I said, we announced, April 23rd that we got off the ground. Right now we've got 32 members. So, and that's without any infrastructure. We hadn't had a website that was live that people could join and find out a whole lot of information. We haven't had an office. Now we have both and people can get a hold of us. We've had over 100 people withdraw applications saying that they're really interested in joining. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping now that our website is currently live and our office is going live, that people will start coming in the way they said they would support us.
It's the next. Good. It's the next step in the process. You mentioned that you've picked up 32 members so far since the rollout. And are we talking about individuals, businesses, a combination? What does your roster look like?
It's a combination of nonprofits, sole proprietors. We've got one individual who's joined, Bob Nemi, the former mayor of Marquette. Mm-hmm. We've had the city of Marquette, Marquette Township, Choclay Township. Okay, Sawyer has joined as an entity of the county. But it's a lot of businesses, mostly between, you know, 1 and 20 employees. It's a lot of small businesses in the community.
And that actually, I think, is an important point to mention is that it's you call it Marquette Chamber. It's based in Marquette in terms of its new office now, but you're much more wide-reaching than that with who's involved.
Yeah, we work with members. We've got one member from Iron Mountain, another from Houghton. It's really anybody who cares about the business community and the health and the quality of life that we have in Marquette can join. You don't have to be located in Marquette to join.
And you mentioned also that you've got the townships with Marquette Township, Choclay Township, now Sawyer involved. How important is that?
I think it's critical, actually, not just, you know, mildly important, but quite critical to be able to have them in, not only as a show of support, but they control the operating environment in which businesses work in. Mm-hmm. And so for them to be able to come to the table and have conversations on a regular basis about what's important to area businesses and what's important to the community that area businesses follow, it's really important that they be vested.
Now, obviously, a great opportunity to find out more about the chamber is coming up again today with the ribbon cutting, which is happening when and where?
The ribbon cutting is happening today, 813 North 3rd Street at our new office at 5:30 p.m. And really, it's just a handshake, meet and greet, and ribbon cutting photo opportunity. Really, it's next week, August 6th, will be our open house where we're inviting anybody and everybody to come by. Dia de los Tacos is going to be there. Come by for some free tacos and refreshments. Get a chance to look at the office. And it'll be 5 to 7 p.m. at our office on 3rd Street, which I do have to give a shout out to Kern and Company as one of our members. They've provided the office for us. You know, right off the bat, they said, you know, how can we help? We think this is great. Mark called up and gave us support by giving us a great space.
You mentioned that you have a website that's up and running now. How do they find that?
They can find that by going to marquettechamber.org, or you can just do a Google search for Marquette Chamber of Commerce, and we'll top up within the first few.
That's the comments of Jason Schneider with the Marquette Chamber of Commerce. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.